reports, please.
Except number one from the Rabash. Jacob went out. According to Rashi's interpretation, it should have written only, Jacob went to Haran. Why does it mention his exit? It says that the exit of a righteous from a place leaves an impression. When the righteous is in town, he is its splendor, he is its brilliance, he is its majesty. When he exits it, its splendor exits, its brilliance exits, and its majesty exits. Thus far his words. We should understand the above in the work. What is a righteous and what is the impression that a righteous makes upon his exit? We should interpret that the Creator is called righteous, as it is written, the Lord is the righteous, and I and my people are the wicked. This means that when a person is close to the Creator, meaning feels that the Creator is close to him, he feels how the Creator does him good. At that time, he feels good taste in Torah and in prayer and in all his engagements. He feels that the Creator is close to him. Whatever he does it with joy and elation. Afterwards, he comes into a descent, feeling tastelessness in the study of Torah and good deeds. However, he is left with the impression that he had during the ascent, when he felt good taste in Torah and mitzvot and commandments, and was in a state of joy. That remaining impression makes him long to return to the previous state.
Meaning, there's a gap that describes the state of coming out. Next.
Excerpt number two. Jacob went out of Be'er Sheva, which is the land of Israel, a Be'er, a well from which water is pumped. And when a person feels satisfied and that he does not lack a thing, and went to Haran, meaning to a place where there is no satiation, and there is Charon Af, anger, wrath. This is called evening. At that time, the body is not obliged to thank his friend and ask something of his friend. On the contrary, he has grievances against his friend.
Yeah.
And he came to the place. This is a correction. For even in a place that is the evening prayer, when prayer is optional, meaning a choice, he should overcome and pray. But the body does not feel any obligation while it is dark for it. Hence Jacob, the senior among patriarchs, established wholeness for the general public.
Next.
Excerpt number three. The Zohar interprets, and Jacob departed from Be'er Sheva, meaning departed from the land of Israel, and went to Haran, meaning abroad. By this, he comes to a state of anger.
And he leaves. He comes out.
In a person, there is the quality of rising when he stands upright, and there is the quality of lying down when he falls from his degree. The falling is called lying down. This is why he was told, the land on which you lie, which you feel as lying on the ground, meaning that he could not take upon himself the kingdom of heaven as it should be. Know that this is not merely a land, which is only the quality of Malchut, which is a small degree. Rather, this land is a high degree. Hence, one should make great efforts for it, since the whole of the merit of the land of Israel depends on this land. The Creator promised, "To you I will give it and to your descendants, and if you receive the land, everything will be in your hand."
We won't finish this.
Excerpt number 4. And a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. Rabash. As in the beginning of creation, the receiver emerged first and then was corrected in order to bestow. So is its ladder, which is akin to a person standing on the earth. The beginning is on the earth, and then he reaches heaven. This means that we do not be impressed when we see that man is full of worldliness and has no sparks of bestowal, and he cannot believe that it is realistic that his body will ever agree to work only in order to bestow. Instead, he should believe that it is the way and the order of the work, that the Creator wants it specifically in this way, that a ladder will be placed on the earth with its top reaching to heaven.
That's next. Number 5. To the extent that he ascends and its top is reaching the heaven, he can appreciate the measure of lowliness of the descent. This is why it is first written ascending and then descending. Since one can feel that he is in a state of descent only to the extent that he feels the importance of reaching to heaven. This is the meaning of ascending and then descending. Since the ladder that one should climb in order to carry out his vocation, for he was sent to this world by the Creator, begins from the degree of a ladder is set on the earth with its top reaching the heaven, meaning from the beginning of lowliness, which is the will to receive, which is his nature. Its head means that at the end of the ladder he should reach the heaven, which is only to bestow. This is called heaven. As earth is called receiving, and heaven is called giving.
Meaning from reception to bestowal, reception to bestowal, every time. Yes, correct. Next.
Number 6. When its top reaches to heaven, when one walks on the right line, which is wholeness, it is not the end. Rather, he must also walk on the earth, meaning to see that he is still on the earth. And when he is walking on the earth, which is the left, he must also know that he needs to walk on the right as well, which is called its top reaching to heaven. That is, although both states are contradictory and opposite, they are not that far off from one another, creating a long distance to walk from one end to the other. That is, we must walk on both lines. And this is called a slant, meaning it shows that we must walk on two lines.
That's clear. Okay, if there are no questions, keep going.
7. It's written, and behold, a ladder is set on the earth, and it stopped reaching the heaven. That is the ladder by which we climb up to the king's palace has two ends. 1, a ladder was set on the earth. This is the left line called earth. One should see that he is placed in worldliness, immersed in self-love, as in the left pushes away. Then there is room to pray from the bottom of the heart, for then one looks within one's heart at how he cannot do anything for the sake of the Creator, and only He can deliver him from the governance of evil in him. It is said about this, were it not for the Creator to help, he would not be able to overcome. 2, it is written, its top reaching the heaven. The other end of the ladder is in heaven, as though he has complete wholeness, because he is content with his lot. In the little bit of contact that he has with the work of the Creator, he feels that he is happy with this, since it is a great privilege to be rewarded with serving the King and speaking with him even one moment a day. This is enough for him to be in the right spirits, and he thanks the King for this and praises him.
Where the person has 2 states, one state that he feels.
Skip over if you want.
Okay, 9.
9. What does it mean that one should try, number 9, one should try to exert to obtain the Torah. In order to obtain the Torah, one should accept the kingdom of heaven above reason. That is against one's view, meaning that for himself, he does not need anything, but only for the sake of the Creator. By this we should interpret what is written, and your descendants will be as the dust of the earth. Your descendants, meaning banim, sons. And the word banim means havana, understanding, in Torah and mitzvot. The Creator promised Jacob that understanding in Torah and mitzvot can be obtained only when one agreed to be as the dust of the earth, meaning that he agrees to observe Torah and mitzvot, even if he does not feel any feeling in it, and tastes only the taste of dust in Torah and mitzvot, since he says, I am working for the Creator. If he wants me to work for him in this manner, I agree. Then he is rewarded with gadlut, greatness, and understanding.
Baal Teyavan.